What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed last night's bowl games. We did. We watched the end of one of them before the show this morning. Delaware, Louisiana. And you always say in this show, save the bowl games. Save the bowls.
Did we say that?
We saw Delaware with the excitement. Delaware excitement winning that was...
I don't know if we actually said it.
We said it. We said save the bowls.
No, I agree with it now.
You can say you said it.
We said that.
We said it. Well, I said it then. Save the Bulls. Don't let the Bulls do it.
You've shifted on that, though.
I have. But did you see the excitement from Delaware when they won the game?
Yes.
It said, first ever bowl win.
You need to acknowledge
people were crying.
You need to acknowledge your shift. There were people crying. You need to acknowledge your shift before we go on.
The bowl games are I enjoyed
them. We used to have this argument. You'd always be like, these bowls don't matter.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Jake said that?
We used to go at it so hard on this topic. Like,
yeah. I wasn't like that harsh on it, but.
Maybe it was the other guy.
It was not. Yeah, it was him.
Okay.
Who's the other guy?
There's another Jake. Yeah. Years before me. Yeah, I think on the afternoon time.
Okay, my apologies.
But I was definitely not like as staunch as you were on the importance, but certainly not as opposed as someone else might have said.
Staunch.
But yes, congrats to Delaware, first ever bowl win in program history.
And as I'm watching it, I just kept thinking, okay, that corner. He can play up. This guy could play up. I'm watching players. And I go, Nebraska would like to have that guy. Missouri would like to have that guy. This guy would like to. There was players on both sides.
You're scouting for Missouri.
Missouri now.
Drink, Missouri. I got a guy for you.
The drink. If he wants to get a hold of me, I found a couple guys for you.
Give me a call.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
hold on. Let's do some scores.
Two scores. There's two games yesterday, of course. There was Old Dominion and South Florida, first game at 4 p.m. on ESPN. I did catch,
who won that game?
I caught maybe 5 minutes of that game, surprisingly. The score of that game, let's see, let me get the score real quick. This is the two bowl games last night, of course. Old Dominion 24, South Florida 10.
24-10, thank you.
And Delaware 20-13 over Louisiana. We saw they stopped the last second play. Delaware, Louisiana was at the 7-yard line. Need a touchdown to tie the game with 2 seconds to go off receiver's hands. Mm. Delaware wins 20-13.
Ball delivered too quickly.
wasn't great.
No, it wasn't. I mean, the tight end turned and the ball was on him. Nah.
Yeah, I thought it was more on the tight end, but no, I don't know.
Kind of on the QB.
Yeah, kind of was.
Troy lost to Jacksonville State,
yeah,
right?
17-13. Good Zip, right? These scores down.
Thank
look,
you.
Look at this. Okay. You want the other games that were ahead of that?
Washington beat Boise State.
38-10, yes, nice. Washington.
Nice job,
Jim. And then the SC State was down big and came back and beat Prairie View 40-38 in the very first game on Saturday.
Celebration.
That was the Celebration Bowl.
Do you think they play Celebration, the song Celebration, by Cool
and
the Gang?
I would hope so.
It was Cool and the Gang, wasn't it?
It was Cool and the Gang.
I think so. They ought to.
That would be great if they played that.
Is that Cricket Phone? Is that Cricket?
Yeah, definitely Cricket Phone.
Is it Cricket Phone? Yeah. They still have that.
They do.
Wow. Is it still like...
Do people still use Cricket? I've never known anybody in my life to know to use Cricket ever.
Ask Sean about my Cricket experience. That was my first phone.
Oh.
But he always made fun of me because when I left Lincoln, it didn't work. Can't call Sipple on the road. I had a Cricket phone. I was one of the last to jump into the cell phone thing, and it was John Mabry. He'll tell you this if you want to text him to verify. He made me get it. I mean, I didn't want to. I was resisting it, the whole thing, and I said, all right, I'll get a Cricket phone.
Did you go to the mall? Did you get it at the mall?
No, that's all I care about. Belmont.
In Belmont. You get the Cricket phone in Belmont. Excuse me. Excuse me. Do you have any Cricket phones? Steve Sipple with the Journal Star.
I'm required to get
a Cricket phone.
I've been told to talk to you.
John Mabry. Required for my
approximate
job.
Year on that one, Sip.
Oh, I mean, right when cell phones came out, or when it probably 2 years after that, because I waited around that time. So, what, 2001? Oh, I think it's
early to mid, yeah, probably early
2003 ish.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
All right, we're caught up. Then, what's to oh, there is bowl.
We got one today. We do.
Yes.
We have Missouri State.
Just one today?
Just one today, Bill, because we got NFL also. Like, that's maybe why they did that. But
please tell me it's not at 4 o'clock today.
No, it's actually at 8 p.m.
That's almost worse.
On ESPN. It is worse.
8:40.
You have a pretty definitive window over there.
My window's really good.
6 o'clock or bust.
6 or 7.
Nothing. That does not work. 8 o'clock does not. We need a 6 o'clock kick. I need to be tucked in by about 8:30.
Is it 8 p.m.?
It is 8 p.m. on ESPN. ESPN2, you got Missouri State and Arkansas State in the Xbox Bowl. That game is being played in. See what on your sheet there, Sip?
It's the Xbox Bowl.
This will be
it. Doesn't say where it's
Frisco, Texas, at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco.
Oh, wow.
Tonight.
So it's where the Cowboys train and all that.
It sounds possible.
No, it is. Frisco's where they train. I've been to their headquarters. Okay, so recapping, SC State has won a bowl.
Yes.
Washington has won a bowl. Jacksonville State has won a bowl. Old Dominion has won a bowl. And Delaware
has won their first ever bowl.
Oh, God.
There was crying.
That meant a lot. You could tell meant a lot for that program.
It does, doesn't it? It can mean a lot. It doesn't have to always be met with sarcasm and cynicism. Oh, the bowls don't matter. Who cares? Tell that to Delaware. Tell that to Nebraska.
The Blue Hens say elsewise. Otherwise. Yeah.
You know what bothered me?
Otherwise.
Elsewise.
I said elsewise. I fixed that.
That is.
I fixed it. I said other words are hard. Otherwise. Elsewise. Whatever.
You know what bothered me?
What's that?
The offense that Delaware was running. Hmm. Didn't like it at
what
all.
They do?
Why?
What are they running?
Because it wasn't the Delaware wing tee.
Okay.
The Delaware wing tee is a famous, there's books written about the Delaware.
Really?
Yes.
The Ron you gave can, you.
Dad has one.
I bet he
does. He got it from the 60s. And has all the diagrams in it. And it was famous, made by Delaware. The Delaware wing tee.
They don't run anything close to it?
No, they're just running just like you're watching. Like the other 90% of the teams you watch. Oh, they're in shotgun, backs off set. Here comes inside zone. Oh, the quarterback kept it. That's crazy.
It's pretty much what they do.
Yeah, it's right now. It's kind of, that's why I love the old school, to go like a bunch of tight ends and power and counter.
Yeah, all those things.
Gap schemes.
Some are still doing that, right?
There's some that do.
Who does it at a high level?
Well, the team that used to do it for a while, they had a high level, was Michigan. They were very much into that phase of it.
Don't they do? They don't. Honest question.
Not as much.
Not as much.
You know, even what's Iowa do now? Shotgun zone. I said right after the game, I go. If Iowa would have just lined up and ran the ball downhill at people more during the season with two All-Americans and the Outland Trophy winner, probably even would have been more successful than running the ball out of the gun.
And Ohio State's
there's gun
not,
runs that work, but there's some other things.
Does Ohio State, are they doing any gap scheme stuff?
Yeah, you know what?
Not much.
You know what's kind of crazy? Not really.
No.
Don't see it. Also, at the same time, barely watch them, because like 90% of their games, they're going to win by like 30. The only time I really watched Ohio State this year, twice. I watched him against Texas, then I watched him against Indiana in the championship game. That's it.
Their run game looked unimaginative, didn't it?
You don't go, well, that's kind of creative. That's interesting. That's an insert play. That's this play. No, not too much.
Thank you.
No, not too much.
Thank you for verifying that. I thought their run game was really unimaginative and unpredictable. Just like the mindset seems to be, we're Ohio State, so we're just going to hand it off and it's going to work. And we're not going to try anything. Like, if
do you think they say that in the meetings? We're not, hey, to the team. We're not trying anything.
Just run it normally, man.
We're going to hand you the ball.
Normal run.
We're going to block and you're going to get yards.
Yes. What else? Coach, what else? That's it. We're not going to do anything else. It's not imaginative, but that's who we are.
Sometimes right. Yes. That's all we got for you.
Hey, what was that sound? That look. That's what it looked like to me.
We have a hot tamales for you, Steve and Jake. That was sent in here, but I had something come in today.
Thank you,
Lando, like from this. Lincoln. This is just a happy. They wrote a very nice card for us for Christmas.
Who's this, Lando?
Hot tamales for better times. But Lando sent me a gift, and it's an Orig. It's an original. And
look at the box.
And here's the
shortened original.
Interesting.
I did. An Orig.
OG. The OG. There's no OG. No, it's the Orig. He sent me a Houston
tiny
Oiler
helmet.
Oh no!
No, it's like, telling you. See,
no.
Jake, what was my reaction when I opened this today?
No, you were thrown
was
away.
Was it Steve Sipple? No. It was just like that.
Yeah, that is same thing. He put it in a box
because this is all we needed for happiness. Oh. If you had one of these, like of the rate, I mean, this right here, if you had one of these. It was like this was all we needed.
You were filled with wonder.
Filled with wonder. You just put it there in front of
you. See the face mask.
Yeah, take a look at the face mask. Check the whole thing out. Oh, it's probably one of the best, greatest gifts I've ever had.
Sweet.
Tiny.
Look at that.
Oilers.
Look at that. It is. Clean. It's clean.
It's clean, too.
Wow.
Thank you, Lando.
He put it in a box.
I like the box.
Look at the box.
The box is very nice.
Lando has it together.
Yeah, but when the reaction you couldn't fake. So I opened up and I'm like, Jake, you're not going to believe this.
Get over here.
Get over here.
Remember when you got those?
Oh, when you got these, this was all you needed. And the face mask, remember, it pops off. Remember, you can pop the face mask off.
Yep.
Oh, and then I had the little one with the goalpost.
Yeah.
You could put them on the goalpost. That's how
remember that? I never did that. You're right. I wasn't organized with it, but yes, I had all those. And I didn't, like Marty would have had all 32 teams.
Organized.
And I just had them around, but I had them around.
I think it was Weaver's Potato Chips here in Nebraska, and you could get the Big Eight. And I had the Big Eight.
Okay, I remember teams.
College teams. We had them all. Kansas, you had the Big Eight.
It was awesome. It could have been Weaver's.
I think it was Weaver's Potato Chips, and you got one in a bag.
Better time.
Oh, Jake.
I
don't know Weavers. That one is before me.
I'm telling you, I know it's Weavers. Yeah. Old people, chime in.
Olds, if you're out there.
Old people.
Confirm on the Weavers.
Olds.
I can't help
chime
you out
in
with this one.
Some of you, Origes.
I like old people, chime in.
Old people. Olds, please text us.
We have Weaver. A lot of older listeners.
We have young ones, too.
We do.
We do.
And young ones, get on Google for us. Yeah. Chat
true.
GPT. Is that right?
You got it.
Yeah.
You nailed this.
You nailed this. I'm getting everything coming together.
This is Lando.
Lando, you've changed my life.
God dang it.
You changed
my
life.
I'm sort of jealous. I got to admit, I'm a little jealous right now, Jake.
Well, you kind of abandoned your Raiders a long time ago. Bill says if the Oilers still existed, he'd be an Oilers fan. But they went away. They abandoned him.
The Oilers
I did abandon
garnishes abandoned a little him. Bit more excitement on the just because they're no longer. If it was like, no, Seahawks, it was like, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Because of nostalgia value.
Nostalgia. And then they played in the dome. I mean, love you, Blue.
Kind of
I mean,
a crappy dome.
What's that?
Crappy
well, not
dome.
The, well, it was later on.
At what point it was?
The AstroTurf was the same as O Street. That was what they played on.
It wasn't
on.
Great AstroTurf.
No, it was not great.
It wasn't.
Well, they would have a game on. They'd have a a monster truck rally on Saturday and the game on Sunday.
This was the Houston Astrodome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do see something about Weaver's potatoes. I've never heard them before.
Yeah, Weaver's.
Weaver's.
There's 100. A picture of them from 1965 in their own building in Lincoln. Yes. I've never heard of them.
I told you.
When did they go away and why? What happened to
what
Weaver's?
What happened to Weaver's?
Oh, so that was a local?
Yeah, Weaver's was local.
What happened to business? Weaver's?
I don't get put it out there. Hey, yeah. Chime in, old people.
Old people. What happened to Weaver's potato chips in Lincoln? We need to know.
Got to be 60 and up for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I remember from like age 5, just because this guy wanted to get us.
You remember everything. Well,
I was trying to get my Kansas helmet, my Jayhawk helmet.
Sweet. Sweet.
Yes.
Sweet. Hey, why does Jake have his own? Sleeves rolled up.
I don't know what is that.
Hot here again.
It's like he's giving blood or something.
No, it's like about to pass out if that's the case.
We should do a blood drive in here.
No. It's always an interesting look.
If we did that here, I would not.
Imagine Jake coming in and everyone's sitting down giving blood. Jake would just pass out.
He'd walk
out and just go down in the heap.
I would.
I like the it's quarters. True. I like the quarter zip look with the sleeves rolled up to your elbow.
Should I go higher?
Should I
go more?
What is that?
Should I go more?
Have you ever seen me do that? No, have you ever seen anybody do that? And all of a sudden, it's this Thursday, and Jake's...
Sleeves rolled up to elbows.
It feels a little hot here. Yeah, for some
evidently.
Reason.
Well, yeah. Just take it off.
No, I don't know if that jacket on.
So if you expose the forearms, it's going to cool you down a lot.
You never know.
That's a good point.
I don't think that's also. Like, oh, I've never been so hot.
Feels so much better.
Then you go like this. Oh, there you go.
That's all I need.
Apparently, our own AD, his dad, worked at Weaver's for 40 years. We got to get talk to AD when he's here today.
Stop.
AD.
AD's dad.
Per the text line,
ran Weaver's.
AD's dad worked at Weaver's Potato Chips for 40 years.
Hold on.
AD,
chime in.
Can you remember your dad talking about the helmets? We got those. We got the helmets inside the bag of potato chips. It'd be a double bag of chips, and the helmet wouldn't be inside with the chips. It was like in between the two bags.
Okay.
And you just ripped it open. You couldn't wait. Then sometimes you'd have like 4 Iowa States. You just go, gee, sure wouldn't mind getting a K-State here pretty soon.
Walden.
Walden.
Hey, no, that would be okay. Now, I'm
where was it, AD? Where was
it? Yeah,
someone says here on the thank you for asking that. It's they were located where Speedway Motors is now. Mm. West O Street area, West P Street.
Bend to Speedway.
Over here?
Yeah.
And also it closed in February of 2008 for financial reasons. Financial Weavers.
The chips went down.
Gosh.
2008.
I'd never heard of them before right now, Weaver.
It was the standard chip that we got. That was it.
Often. Wow. Right down the street.
Over here.
And AD's dad worked there.
For 40 years, yes. Apparently.
I guess I'm freaked out, right?
I'm kind of freaked out, too.
Wow, Lincoln lore. Lincoln
all started
lore.
From Lando. Oh,
because of Lando.
All because of Lando.
With the helmets.
Lando's a beaut.
Yeah.
He's a beaut.
Yeah. He's in a ridge.
Well... Look what he did. He put it in a box.
But in that box his handwriting is very good.
Top tier box.
And sent you guys some hot tamales.
Thank you.
I'll devour those. Yeah, I'll eat the hot tamales.
Are you like hot tamales? That's my wife's number one.
It's not my number one, but I will eat them. Yeah, I don't say no to much candy. And even at 34, I like candy still.
You're 34?
34.
You got to be starting. What are we doing another baby-wise?
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
All right.
It's not just a gift.
Didn't mean it. We all know how it happens, Jake.
Thank you.
Let us know.
Give us a report back. Did you try?
I don't need you coming in all sweaty one morning or something.
I see what I can do.
All right.
You see what we can do.
Yeah, I told me.
I roll up my sleeves.
Hey, Elizabeth, what's this?
These sleeves are going up, baby.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
That do it for you.
That do it for you.
That do it for you.
Wow.
That do it for you.
Jake.
Sorry, that turned like a graphic turn there. I'm sorry.
Family show.
It is.
That
like a graphic
do it for
turn.
You.
Anything else? Idle chit chat for you.
It wraps it up. No, I'm
can't
done.
Top any of that.
We top that. We had Lando and the Atlanta, that do,
and
that
Weavers
do it for you.
And Grant, Weavers. What do you got?
One of the breakers weighs in. Grandpa
okay.
Teddy.
Okay.
How about Creighton beating Xavier by 40 last night, Jake?
What? I missed that.
How about Creighton beating
was this,
Xavier?
Was this Xavier prep again?
Or by no? four. Xavier.
They beat
University.
Him by 40?
I know.
Creighton?
Creighton, yeah.
The team I thought, I didn't know.
It's just idle chit.
Thought they might go
the
win
team
this
I
the
watched,
rest
I didn't
of
know they could score 40.
You were scouting them out?
Well, when I was watching that game, I was like.
With Brian.
Yeah, with Brian Morrow, at the inventor of PBA.
Right.
And I'm like going, I don't. They
beat Xavier by 40.
You know, at this point, you got to root for Creighton. You beat them, and now they can help your RPI out even more. So, yeah, Creighton wins the game,
Jake,
games,
can
please.
You do that?
Did you just say that,
Did you,
by the
Jake,
way?
Jake, can you do that?
Nebraska will beat them. Now, in years that Nebraska loses, they say, you know, screw those. Lose every game. But this year, hey. We beat you.
Screw
help out
those.
A resume. Thank you. It was on the road, 98-57. Creighton. Where did that come from?
98 points.
Yeah, no, that's so shocking.
Did Xavier play with four?
They only played with three, actually.
They do like a triangle defense, but the other two guys didn't come out. How could they score 98?
Did they play a triangle defense?
Three guys. Yeah, they're scoring at will.
You are. I'm just odd. you played ball.
Yeah.
Creighton. Okay, Creighton.
They made 16 threes on the road last night.
Wow.
Xavier was 8-3 coming. They weren't terrible. 98-57.
They had to have a conversation. Can you see, you know, McDermott talking to the team and stuff? And the coaches go back into their little locker room area and look at each other like, what just happened? What just happened?
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well, this will please you, Sip. Owen Freeman was off the bench last night, not starting for Creighton.
Mm-hmm.
He did score 8 points, though.
Really?
Getting some of that NIL money back. As you like to point. Listen, you put it on Twitter, and that was a great tweet, though.
Hey, really I'm talking about doing sports.
He's making like a million dollars.
Is it Kalkbrenner?
Yes, yeah. He's in Charlotte now.
He's doing incredible.
He is
starting.
He's having a great.
No, but defensively, he's like the number one defender. Like shots defended. It's insane.
It's amazing.
Some of his numbers. They have all these weird stats now.
What challenge. Were you looking at?
What
you were analyzing the NBA?
I was.
Who are you? What happened to you?
That's what I do.
What happened to Bill?
You are turning into sports.
Sports. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, what about Kalkbrenner?
He had 7 points the last time they played. A win at Cleveland.
Win at Cleveland.
That was like on Saturday. That's a big win for them.
They don't have many wins.
They're 8-18.
Okay.
9 points a game, 6.5 rebounds a game.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know the defensive stats beyond that in terms of where he is. But
Con Nipple's playing well.
Knipple.
Yeah.
Con Nipple? Come on, Knipple.
Con Nipple.
Knipple. Knipple. Don't say Con.
He's playing really
Knipple.
Well. Yeah.
Well, the other day, too...
Yes,
Cooper Flagg's that his name
mm-hmm.
for the
Mavericks. Yeah.
He's the youngest. He scored 45 points.
Mm. Really,
an 18-year-old's never scored 45 points in the NBA.
He's still 18.
He's still 18,
and he scored 45.
18.
That's
imagine
ridiculous.
Us is kind of like okay, end of your high school career.
Cashin.
Yeah, cash it. All of a sudden,
he's playing for the Mavs. Guys, he's playing for the Mavs.
Scored 45.
He turns
the Lakers.
Hey, he turns 19 on Monday.
Or
Sunday. Sunday.
Still 18, he scored 45.
Scored 45 points as an 18-year-old. I could, no.
That's crazy.
That's
no,
that
no.
He's a freak.
That's a freakazoid.
He's a freak.
And Kalkbrenner playing for the 8-18. I think
he's starting. Yeah. He's a starter for them.
The stats were all about but shots defended different. They say all these weird stats, and it was incredible.
That is good. Hey, that's some good idle chit chat.
That's what we do here. That is idle chit chat. Sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. They don't guess, they game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more at 738ag.com.
Cool. That's cool.
He's a dirt dog. Yeah, dirt dog. What's he doing? Imagine at that, like right now, it's like, was Joey out there? It's a little muddy. It's okay, Joey's out there.
He's a dirt dog.
He's out there. Say it again.
He's a dirt dog.
His samples.
Joey's getting samples.
He does it every 3 yards.
Well, he does.
Tubes. Yeah.
Working hard.
That would be tedious.
Be tedious. Imagine the marking system you have to have. Hey, did I do this area? Where am I at here?
Need a marking.
You and me out there, all of a sudden, like, I don't know what we got marked here. I got a bunch of tubes of dirt, and they might all be from the same 10 yards. I have no idea where I was at.
Let's just hope for the best on this one.
Hope for the best.
Roll those sleeves up, Jake. We got a show to do.
Shake a little higher.
Do it for you?
Do it for you, baby.
Baby.
464-5685. Call or text the show, as always. Troy Dannon spoke on radio.
Radio.
2 days ago. We did not address this at all yesterday. We had other things that came up on the show. Sure. But I was looking back and doing some reading from his appearance on Husker Online.
Good job on that, Jake.
Yeah, thank you. That was worth reading here. And I guess I was a little bit confused. Maybe you guys can help me out in terms of what Troy Dannon's trying to say.
Hold on.
Maybe I'm just dumb. And it's over my head.
Do you have a clip?
I can read. I don't have the audio.
Some of this should have been clarified a little by Carson yesterday. Go ahead.
Well, okay, so Troy Dannon is talking with Sports Nightly about a variety of things, including NIL and money, of course, for the players and the athletes. He says, with NIL now in-house, Dannon says it will also benefit the other sports. He says this, quote, go back to when there was talk about Rule and Penn State's interest in Matt, and he talked about we need to be able to have a $25 or $30 million roster. 3 weeks later, he signed the contract. Well, that's not because we didn't do anything different. Goes on to say this. I'm a little confused. It says, whether it's 25 or 30 or 22 or 50, whatever the number is, it's, quote, can we compete for any player that we think we want to get? The commitments were made from the board, leveled down, and authorized the reallocation to the president, to everybody in the department of getting that commitment to Rule. Also gives us the ability to get more money to Fred, Amy, and Danny as well. So
it does jive with what Rule said last night, by the way. It does.
Which was what?
Okay, so the narrative now is that we can compete with anybody financially. And Rule said that last night again. Here's what he said. He highlighted, this was also Rule on Sports Night.
Yes, last night. Yeah.
He highlighted Nebraska's financial position as a recruiting advantage. Now this is what got me. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm behind on things. He said, this will be the first year. This is Matt Rule last night. This will be the first year that we're on the higher end of the market. We have a chance to go out and compete with all these schools for all these guys. That kind of jives with what.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100, same thing.
So they are on the same page. I wasn't totally, I guess, aware that this was the first year they felt they could do that. My position was, or my understanding was, they could compete at a high level, maybe not at the very highest, Oregon, Texas, Texas Tech, that level, but still at a high level. Now, are they saying they can compete with anybody now?
It sounds like that's what they're saying. But at the same time, if it's like, if the conversation is, well, now we can finally compete, well, there's a lot of losses to people that were less. Mm-hmm. Of like, it's like, we couldn't compete with Minnesota financially.
Right.
We couldn't compete with, Iowa.
And
so now it comes off a little bit like, finally now we can compete.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, well, we will.
Hey, they were competing. Go back to ABM. Yeah. I mean, go back to Casey Thompson and go back to the receiver they brought in from Texas.
Isaiah Nayor.
Even before that, I think his name is Washington.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Marcus Washington.
Jake Marcus. Has a steel trap. But, I mean, they brought in a ton of guys back then.
That was three, four years ago.
Right.
3 years ago.
They were competing in the NIL market in that world.
I have no facts to it. I would always felt that Nebraska was just right on the cusp of there's about 8 teams that might be out of their minds with money being spent.
Which and then
Oregon, the Texas, like that, and then Nebraska.
Right. There's a big group.
Was in that big group of 40 teams.
100%.
That were because was there ever a time we talked about all the time that 1890 we felt that they were just we were way behind.
No.
Didn't
nor did I think that about ABM.
Yes.
which preceded 1890. In fact, what I said yesterday, Nebraska was on cutting edge They were cutting edge on this. They weren't behind. They were cutting edge. So now, again, rule said. This will be the first year that we're on the higher end of the market. We have a chance to go out and compete with all these schools for all these guys. That's a very important statement to keep in mind as January 2 nears. You would think they can get some impact guys, right? Right? Well, of course, that's what he's saying.
He just said it right there.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. If you can't, then there's something not right in the system, right, with how you're doing it. So we'll see. I did understand what Dana was saying, but I can understand this stuff, Bill and Jake, to the layman. We deal with it every day. But to a layman, it's kind of hard to – it is a little – like when Carson was talking yesterday, guys, about – he starts talking about
– Carson Schott.
Yeah, Carson Schott was talking about rev share, and then they have this $8 million that they can reallocate. Like, I'm sure some people are going, well, what are we talking about? What are you guys talking about? Well, what he's talking about is Playfly, which is what, the media partner?
Media. That's the media partner.
There's $8 million that's freed up through Playfly, and they're using that for NIL purpose, for what they would describe as real NIL. Yeah, legit NIL, where the student-athletes will have to, they'll have to do things for it. Real NILs is what, or close enough to real NIL is probably the better way to put it. So Nebraska gets, those football players get $16 million from the in-house rev share, the revenue sharing plan, plus $8 million from, we'll say, Playfly and maybe something else. And then there's probably a couple more million that's sort of hard to describe where it comes from, but it's there.
But Troy dropped 50 in there at one point in that conversation.
Yeah, and he doesn't mean he said whether it's this this. Okay. They're not at 50. They're 25. That's what they're saying publicly. $25 million for the football roster. That's what it is. They're not saying like volleyball. You'll never hear Troy Dannon say what the volleyball number is. He will not say it publicly. I don't think he'll say publicly what Fred has, except it's middle of the pack, not low. Not lower tier like I used to characterize it. I don't know if it changed or I was wrong, but it's now middle of the pack, Big Ten. Fred's not in a horrible position right now financially. So.
Yeah,
do you understand?
Yeah, I don't know if they have to come out and say how the money got reallocated because, again, like, as you said, Rule was on the podium saying we need this money. We need to compete. We need this much. And then he stopped saying that.
He's not saying it now.
3 weeks later, that has not been brought up at all. It was a one-time thing. Almost like said, never talk about this, please, Matt, publicly.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Isn't that, I mean.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's over. They're aligned, obviously, publicly and saying we can compete with virtually anybody now. So, and it probably helped that they got $3.5 million freed up from Dylan. It did. I mean, it helps.
Yes. Anything else from Matt Rule last night that stood out? I did not listen to that. I did see that snippet you talked about, though.
Yeah, I mean,
he had a backwards hat on last night.
He's coaching the D line. I didn't notice that. I think that's when he's coaching D line, he does that. He did say some stuff that I hadn't heard this sort of narrative from him. Well, a little bit, but he went deep into it, how we have to keep in mind that this was a young team and that we're going to go to the portal, but we have to prioritize the development of the guys we have in-house. Guys like Cortez Mills, from who's a name that people know, or Gibson Pyle, who's a name people don't know. All these young guys that, listen, they got like, I'm going to say 39 sophomores, redshirt freshmen, and freshmen on the two deep. So he's talking about those guys. We have to keep those guys in mind that some of these guys are going to pop, you know, if we develop them right. So that was a lot of what he said last night. And he was also talking about the new coaching hires, which he's done before. So there wasn't really any new ground there. And he also commented, he did comment on Dylan. Dylan Raiola, you've heard of him.
When you said Dylan, I put it together quickly.
pretty quickly.
Bob Dylan.
Thank you for just confirming
well,
that.
Well, you're talking about Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
All he said was, it wasn't a lot. He said, this is what Matt Rhule said on Dylan's transfer. If he needs a fresh start, I'm going to pray that he finds the right place and that he has so much success. With that being said, there's a lot of great quarterbacks out there and a lot of guys who want to play at Nebraska. So that's that. Read into it. Just read into it what you will. I don't, you know, what do you read into it?
No. Thank you for the report. I'm glad he followed up on Dan's comments. Yeah, the sleeves are up. Yeah. We're good. It is hot here.
Yes, it is. So that's that. That's the world.
Does Rhule talk today to the media?
No, that's tomorrow. Today's Thursday.
Okay.
Tomorrow's Friday, and he does. And TJ Lateef will also talk to the media. And we will have on our show tomorrow.
At 8:45.
8:45, we will have Kyle Whittingham, the head football coach, first ballot Hall of Famer when it comes up. He'll be the first ballot college football Hall of Fame coach.
You need to do a good job with this interview because it will be a Sunday column.
It'll be a Sunday. We'll make that very clear to him, too, if we can. Speak very articulately, if you could, please. This will be written in a lot of ways.
Say something that's headline worthy.
Give us something, Kyle. Come on. Before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, Bill, where should people go this morning?
The Burt. How'd my voice go off on that?
I don't know.
The Burt.
Early Bird's open right now at 19th and K with free and spacious parking. They have a variety of options like breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes. Stop by today. 19th and K open now until 2 p.m.
Yeah.
When we come back, it appears to be the end of an era. In Miami. We'll tell you what's happening.
God.
End of an era.
God. On Early Break in the Ticket.
God.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.